Growing up, thank you. I was always one of those girls who took, you know, all the stray cats and all the little wandering animals around the neighborhood, always took them home. And I'm sure my mother, who's up there, can appreciate that they all ended up in the little pet cemetery on the side of the house. So I always loved dolphins and horses, and, you know, people go through those phases, and mine just never ended. So starting in high school, I started volunteering at the aquarium and really found out what my passion was. Worked all through college, interned, volunteered, worked for free, paid my dues, ended up getting a job, and pretty much still work for free. So a lot of times I get from people, what is it like to work with dolphins? And I have my little PC version that I always tell people is, hey, I get paid to play with dolphins. The truth is, I'm cold and wet and I smell like fish. You know. But I am really lucky, and no offense to Terry, but I have the best job in the world. So really want to tell you something about working with these individual animals. And right now we have 10. We have a new little baby that's 1 month old at the aquarium. And I'm lucky enough to work with some of the most unique animals and really get to know them on an individual level. So I want to tell you a little bit about some of the animals that I have worked with. And the first is a dolphin named Bob. Yes, you laugh. His name is Bob. That's what we said. He was a dolphin who came up to us in, I think, 2003. And he came from Epcot Living Seas. And in preparation for him coming up to Baltimore, one of his trainers came up to check out the facility, make sure everything was cool. And we kept ragging him about a dolphin named Bob. We're like, Bob, really? How are we going to introduce this in the show? Kobe, Shadow, and Bob. So I guess we harassed him just a little too much, because one day he came out with, at least my dolphins don't sound like strippers. So we had to think, and we go, Nani, Shiloh, Chesapeake, Spirit, and Maya. Okay, you kind of got a point there. Actually visited this trainer back in California a little while ago and neglected to tell him, you know, a little omission that since then we got a dolphin named Jade. So, you know, it makes it all complete. So Bob was a great dolphin. Bob was a fantastic animal. Came up, he was the class nerd. Down at Epcot Living Seas, I'm sure a lot of you never even knew that Epcot had dolphins. Because they're inside, they do research projects, they do cognitive stuff and interactive, and they're really not doing shows or anything like that. They're very, very low-key. So Bob came up, and he's the nerd. Likes to do everything for his trainers, really calm, chill. First time we put him in a show, started doing all the aerials. You guys seen the show, you know, big flips, jumps, whatever. He sank about 6 feet below the surface, stared up in the air, and was like, oh my God, what is going on up there? Didn't get it. So Bob liked to hang out with one of our other females a lot. Actually, like to hang out with all of them, but mostly Shiloh. Now, for each of our animals, we have hand signals because, you know, we're way far across the pool and we want to communicate things during a show. And I want to get in the water with a certain animal and I'll be like, hey, I want Maya. Maya's a Y. Pretty easy. Spirit. She's a salute. Nani. She's the big fat one. Chesapeake. She's the short one. Bob. He was dumb as a rock. Not in the nerd sense, but kind of common sense-wise. Shiloh, this is Shiloh's hand signal. Shiloh is also referred to as our blonde dolphin. No offense to anyone or myself right now. This week, at least. Sorry about the hair dye. So Shiloh's our blonde dolphin. She's a little ditzy, and for some reason, every male that we've had come in absolutely loves Shiloh. What guy doesn't love the ditzy blonde, you know? So, you know, Bob loved her. Didn't manage to get her pregnant. Did get one of the other dolphins pregnant while he was there. But anyway, Bob is a little celebrity in Baltimore, not necessarily for a good reason. He actually ended up passing away a couple years ago. Very sad. He was one of the first dolphins to come down with a respiratory ailment, and we had to find a way to actually treat him for this. And we had to give him a nebulizer. And I don't know about anyone who takes a nebulizer, but it's not going to quite work with the dolphin blowhole. Not so much. So we had to come up with something for Bob. And so my boss's husband said, no, I can think of something. I'm going to go home and make it up. So what we end up with is doing treatments on him 2 times a day for 10 minutes each, holding him and putting a water cooler with a toilet plunger on top of his head. You laugh, but it's true. So, that was Bob. Bob was such a nerd that, he was really, really sick for a while, and you were going on your last legs just to get him to eat that one last fish with his medication, because if you didn't get it to him, it meant you had to drain the pool and restrain him, and that's just not a lot of fun. So what he would do, his last resort, like, got to get him that fish, we'd pull out his match to sample. So I don't know if anyone has any psychological background or experimental studies, but yeah, it's big research studies, and that's what got him to eat, because he had so much fun doing it that he'd eat the fish to get to do it again. So that was Bob. Now, Bob has a little legacy left at Baltimore in the form of Bo, his 3-year-old son. Nani, being the mother, means beautiful in Hawaiian. Bo means handsome. As you know, I'm going to start with a B for Bob. And I don't know if he got so much the class nerd part as the, we think he might be autistic or something. Bo does his own things. All those, things that we said earlier. Yeah, not the middle, talk to the paw. It's, here's the middle flipper, is what Bo does to us. Dolphins normally wean at about 1.5 years of age. Bo is now 3 years old and still eating tons and tons of milk from his mom. So he's not the class nerd. He's the kid that doesn't eat school lunch because mom packs him Twinkies every day. So he doesn't really care about us at all. So we try to do a show, and Bo just wanders around and does his own thing during the whole entire show. So in addition to having hand signals that represent all the dolphins, we also have little, little phrases that we use around work that are individual to us. And when you really have to get them to pay attention to you with they really don't care what you're doing because they don't want the fish that you're offering. We call it dangling Christmas lights off your ass. When you run around the pool like crazy, doing whatever you can to get them to pay attention to you, just so for 5 minutes of the show, someone can get in the water, dangling Christmas lights off your ass. So I've really found that in defining my job and what my job is I've learned that the dolphins aren't really there to entertain people. I've learned that I exist to entertain the dolphins. Thank you very much.